You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show.
Yay! Well, hello, AfterBuzz fans. If you're tuning in, you have reached the after show for The Real Housewives. Oh my God! What is my problem? Damn! All right, we're going to start over. Let's rewind. Hi, AfterBuzz fans. If you're tuning in, this is the after show for Keeping Up with the Kardashians because it's Sunday.
July 15th.
July 15th.
2012.
And guess what else, you guys? Bing is for doing. Right? Did I kind of make up for my...
You did. It's okay.
Yeah. All right. Sorry, guys. It's been a long weekend. Had a lot of fun last night and, you know... drank a little, so that's where my memory lapse comes from. But anyway, basically, it's two of us in the studio today, but between me and Susan Hahn, I think we have enough energy and personality
Vaughn and Hahn, the dynamic duo.
We have enough energy for like a dozen people.
Exactly.
So we're holding down the fort. I think we'll, you know, hit it out of the park. Let me introduce you to...
Susan Hahn. Hi, guys. You can tweet me at It's Susan Hahn. That's ITSSUSANHAHN. You know, I'm the girl who's... Who keeps it real. You know, I wear Louboutins. I enjoy a 40 out of brown paper bag, and I'm always keeping it real one bitch at a time. So make sure to tweet me and follow me.
Love that. I love that tagline. And I am Deanna Vaughn, also known as your go-to girl. You guys can tweet me at GoToGirlTV. That's G-O, the number two, Girl TV. You can also find me on GoToGirlTV.com, where I dispense lots of fantastic advice about how to, you know, find you dates, find you a new wardrobe, and it's all on a budget. All right, so let's get started. This episode, it's all about a little traveling. We see London, we see Boston.
Love London.
There's a little bit of everything. And essentially, this episode, it follows Kim on her tour promoting her new fragrance line
in London. And Kanye happens to be touring out there.
Isn't it so funny how all the gossip and stuff that we read in the blogs and in the magazines, it's all coming together now.
Right.
Because I know, like, we've seen where Kanye's concert with Jay-Z.
Right.
We've seen how Kim and Beyonce have like, oh, now they're besties because they were together at the Watch the Throne concert in Britain. And obviously this all happened around the same time.
Exactly.
So I think that's interesting.
Okay, so where do we start?
I know.
The wardrobe. Okay, now.
Yes.
Okay, I don't know if he's trying to just maybe
stake his claim,
give her a brand new image, because you know that's what they were saying in the tabloids, that she went from kind of like a little slutty, I guess, to a lot more classy, and it was kind of Kanye's doing. He wanted her to be more couture rather than more trendy.
I wouldn't say
revealing.
Kim was slutty before, but I definitely think she's a lot more polished and refined.
Well, you know, but even like, you know, when we watch like the not award shows, but like Fashion Police, everyone loves her in those skimpy, tight Hervé Lejeune, like body hugging dresses.
Right. Mm-hmm.
She's definitely more covered up now.
Yeah.
You know, she's definitely more couture. She's definitely more.
Right.
I guess, on the Beyonce wagon.
Right. Well, I mean, this is a point that I brought up as we were watching it. Does this new wardrobe that Kanye has gifted his new girlfriend, is this also kind of a way of him having some control over her?
Maybe.
You know what I mean? Because basically by saying, okay, let's change your wardrobe, let's change your image about how you look, is that, you know, having a little control over who she is?
Maybe that's a hidden agenda that... Mm-hmm. that maybe
or is it saying Is it saying for him, if you're going to be with me and hang out with me and my people, this is how you have to look?
Well, I know that, you know, I've been reading in a lot of like Us Weekly and Touch that Kim is not allowed to tweet or talk about her relationship with Beyonce, where, you know, where they go, where, what they've done, or where she's at. Because, you know, she tweets a lot.
Right,
she
exactly.
Has, you know, that's kind of her thing, is to tweet about her life, but she's not allowed to.
Well, that
discuss.
Was one of the ground rules with her hanging out with that whole crew, you know? And I think that's why Beyonce and her initially had beef, because Beyonce's like, oh, God, this girl's going to be with us on tour. I've got my baby. I don't want her tweeting photos and pictures.
Exactly. So. But are they friends, though? Because I feel like at the BET Awards, they were a little cold. They were a little distant.
I don't think they're friends. I don't think they're true friends. Like, hey, girl, you want to go grab some lunch?
Exactly.
I don't think it's anything like that. I think just the whole association with
the men,
you know, with Kim now hanging out with Kanye, I think they have to have some sort of relationship.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
But, and I think I'd like to think of it as Beyonce tolerating Kim. But
I like to think of it that way as well.
Because you know what
I mean? It was kind of like, boo, Beyonce, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I know that she was getting a lot of backlash. I know that Russell Simmons, he was the one who kind of put the picture of them in London together.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of comments were like, oh my God, Beyonce, what are you doing?
You've sold out.
Sold out.
I mean, right.
You know, so many of her fans were disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, I think Beyonce's more tolerating her presence.
I think she is, because at the end of the day, like, now we're seeing these guys a lot together. Just even in this episode,
exactly.
We see Kanye at Kim's hotel. He's having, you know, breakfast with the whole clan, you know?
Yeah.
And let's talk, too, about how, you know, not only does Kim go to London, but she brings all the boys with
her.
So it's Scott, it's her brother Rob, and then her one of her best friends, Jonathan.
Yeah.
You know, so I thought that
Who
was
totally sounds like Napoleon Dynamite. Is
he
that
does.
Just me?
No, he does.
His
he
voice,
totally does.
The way he speaks, I'm like, hello?
He totally does. So it's, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, did you catch Rob saying the Queen doesn't want Kim at the Dorchester Hotel?
I heard. Yeah. Well, it's kind of interesting, because when I hear that comment, I almost think the same way about how Beyonce feels.
Right.
You know, it's just it's the energy and it's the attention that she brings to stuff.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So I get it. You know,
the unwanted energy, the unwanted.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot
attention.
Of unwanted attention.
Let's clarify that.
Yeah. So So the Queen didn't want Kim and her party at the Dorchester. So they ended up staying somewhere else. Moving on, do you think it was fair that Kim asked her best friend Jonathan to come join her in London only for her to ignore him? Do you think that was fair?
No, it's not fair, but that's her character. I mean, we've seen her for how many seasons now? I think she's a kind girl, but mm-hmm. I think she gets lost in the moment and she has her own agenda. And at the end, she does pull through and she's like, okay, let me take a moment for him, but... Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't fair. But, you know, what I want to know is that, okay, Jonathan, I get it that you dropped everything that you were doing to go be by her side. But there's Rob and there's Scott. It's like,
right.
I don't understand. Like, why can't you just be like, fuck it, let's just go sightseeing with the boys? Like, why is he so like, I'm going to go to my room now? Like,
right.
Stop pouting.
Well, see, there's another
You're
part
in London.
Of me, like the devil's advocate side of me, the other shoulder says, okay, well, Jonathan, you're friends with her. You've known her forever. You know who she is. You know she travels.
Her lifestyle.
You know her lifestyle. You know that she's going to London, not necessarily for personal reasons, but she's going to promote, you know, something. So at the same time, you should also expect that she's not going to have the time to like hold your hand and walk around, you know, Oxford Circus.
I get it. Now, devil's advocate back to you. Mm-hmm. Maybe she had explained, or maybe her reasoning was, you know, I'm only going to have to do like two appearances mm-hmm. and the rest, you know, let's just enjoy London. Let's go grab some lunch. Let's go have some pints, whatever. So maybe that's how she sold him.
True.
So,
you know. At the same time, it's like Kim Kardashian. It's like, come on.
And then
you know what I mean?
Earlier, you were kind of surprised how she was so popular back.
Yeah.
Back in London.
I would love to hear what you guys think, AfterBuzz fans. And I forgot to mention, please check us out on iTunes. It's 100% free to download the show. We love your comments, whether they're good, bad, indifferent. We read them. We respond. We really love them. So please keep that coming. But here's a comment that I made. I was surprised, and I don't know if this is naive of me, I was surprised to see that Kim was so popular in London, in another country. And the only reason is she doesn't act. She doesn't sing. She doesn't dance.
Right.
She doesn't have
she's,
you know.
She's famous for being famous.
Right.
But
it just surprised me that she had this big presence in another country outside of the States. I mean, I guess that's a little naive of me, but it's still like,
I think they do air this show
They must.
In the UK, and they must. And mm-hmm. I mean, she's famous for being famous.
True.
You know,
true.
So.
But it did. I'm just like, oh, wow. She's in, look at all these people. Like, yeah. Remember, they were like,
some
girls
bitch
crying.
Was crying. I was like,
and
stop
the
crying.
Autographs.
Yeah.
I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, seriously.
Like, what are you, I don't know. At the same time, I know that over there, they do have a fascination with American celebrities and actors and actresses, you know, that's not to the same degree as you know, we are here. Because maybe we just take that for granted because we live here and we see it every day on TV and the magazines.
Perhaps.
And all that stuff.
But there's a lot of, you know, British pop stars, superstars that's even more attention worthy than Kim Kardashian. So I don't know. Or maybe, you know, again, it was maybe all for TV.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But
I've been to London a few times and I don't see her posters everywhere. So
no.
Like, you know what I mean?
No,
so
not at all.
Not like,
and another funny thing, I mean, we both traveled, you know, outside of the country before. And another interesting thing, not to get off topic really quickly, but I think it's interesting how you'll get like a big A-list celebrity like Brad Pitt and you go to Asia or you go to Europe and he's like doing a perfume ad or he's doing,
oh, yeah, like a
or he's repping
ad or like,
Diet Coke, things that you would never see them do here,
yeah.
But you know,
George
overseas,
they do a lot of things.
They
overseas.
Do a lot of that, so perhaps maybe that's what it's
perhaps,
all about too.
Perhaps, you know? Or you know, who knows?
Yes. Well, let's just switch gears for a moment. We'll come back to the hijinks of Kim and the boys in London. But switching gears, so we got to see another side of Bruce. And what I think is really interesting is just this whole season, we've been like, poor Bruce, poor Bruce, poor Bruce.
Right.
Like, nobody listens to him. Nobody cares. But I think this episode, for the first time, we're all starting to get it a little bit, you know?
Well, I don't think it's poor Bruce. I think Bruce picks and chooses when he wants to chime in. I mean, it just, there's a lot of estrogen in that household.
Yeah.
He's not going to be a part of every conversation because to him, it's like, you know, it's boring and it's just, there's no point. And women are women. We like to shoot the shit. We like to just talk and we just like to talk about the same thing over and over and over again. And, you know, we like to banter. Like, we do what we do as women.
Right.
I think that Chris and Bruce lasted so long because at the end of the day, I think he does put his foot down. And I think he is like,
I do.
You know
I
mean?
Think I think there's a lot we don't see. And I think this was the one episode that like was a little validating for Chris. Because I think, you know, this whole season we're just like, oh, Chris treats him so bad.
Right.
And she doesn't respect him. And, you know, he's the last one to know about everything.
Right.
But if he's kind of behaving the way he behaved in this episode as they were on their Boston trip, I get it.
Yeah, I get it too.
I totally
but,
get
you know,
it.
Do you think that maybe he needs to kind of put down his foot
put
and
his
be
foot
like
down? Yeah, I do. Sometimes he does because as a man, you know, and Chris is a very strong alpha woman. She's running all that.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and
he does.
You know, I do want to mention something about, okay, we've seen Bruce getting real snippety about time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if, was there anything else that he was kind of like?
It was mainly like the whole, like, come on, let's get out of here.
It was
a
time issue.
Yeah.
It was a time. Because you know what?
Right.
I also think that, yes, he was annoying and yes, he was snappy. But at the same time is, you can't fuck with people's time. That's disrespectful.
Time is money. Money
and
is time.
And I understand, like, you know, these women are responsible. They make their appearances. And at the end of the day, they get their work done. However, whether you're 5 minutes late or 50 minutes late, you're still late.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, he's big on, like, on time because he respects other people's time. So that one, I understand it might have been a little bit annoying, but you know, I don't like people messing with my time.
Yeah, I feel
so
you.
I kind of understand where he's coming from.
We have this thing in my world, black people's world. It's called CP time. I don't know if y'all know what that means, but in a nutshell, it means that black people are always late.
well, why didn't you buy a watch?
Even if I had a watch,
and
it wouldn't make a difference.
Speaking of watches,
well, not even watches. First of all, I have to talk about these earrings hanging from your lovely ears.
Thanks.
What are these earrings?
They're Krunk City brand. It's supposed to be like these YSL earrings, but
they are hot.
It actually,
Marissa,
says,
you need to get a close up of these earrings.
It actually says LSD.
What's LSD?
Love, Susan.
Last save dance. LSD. The last save dance.
So you guys could go on crunkcitybrand.com. They have like the coolest
interesting
stuff. I love it.
Now I wonder if you can get Crunk City Brand stuff on Amazon.com, do you think?
I don't know, but I know you could get Maria's book on Amazon.
You can get Maria's book. Well, after buzzers, this is what we're getting at. If you would normally shop on Amazon.com, we've got this great affiliate program with AfterBuzz TV, and all we're asking you to do is log on to AfterBuzzTV.com, and there's this cute little banner that says Amazon. You click on that, you make the purchases the same way you would if you went directly to Amazon.com, and you can buy just about anything. You can buy Maria's book, The Every Girl's Guide to Life. You can get earrings, you can get electronics.
And it's free.
You're
just taking a little detour to help us out.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
I love that. Taking a little detour to help us out. It helps us bring you more shows. It helps us, you know, with the studio, with the lights, with the camera, all that, because we love bringing you shows. So don't forget, Amazon.
We really do. We were talking about this yesterday. Yeah. Maria kindly invited us to her Shape magazine party. Mm-hmm. And we, you know, Deanna and I were talking about how much we love our audience, how much we just love this opportunity, how much we love her. I mean, she, and you know, her body is just as sick as it is in real life as it is in the magazine. So
I wanted to like shove a stick of butter down her throat.
Yeah, she has an amazing body. But you know what else is that she has this amazing personality, which
she's good people. Yeah. And you know, at the end of the day, like I just gave her a big hug, you know, just saying thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah,
like it's amazing.
Sure.
So we love you, Maria.
We love you, Maria. Thank you.
Anyway, moving on. Okay, so not only did we see a trip to London, but there was
Beantown,
Boston, and we're missing our Boston girl in the house tonight. But we're here holding down the fort for Adria. But
Adria.
I know.
The two A's.
See, but. I think, okay, so first of all, Chloe, you know, she's very good, and she attends this event in Boston. Did they even say what the event was for?
I feel like
we never knew what it was for.
I know that Bruce had a signing there.
That's right. Bruce had a signing. But so basically, Chris, Chloe, and Bruce, you know, go to Boston, and that's where Chloe gets to see the real side of Bruce, fortunately.
I don't think it's the real side of Bruce. I think it's just a side that she hasn't been exposed to yet, because I think that Bruce is genuinely a chill, kind person, you know what I mean? And of course he has that side. Who doesn't?
Right.
You know? I mean, who doesn't have a little crazy in them?
I know I certainly do. Okay, so I'm ready to switch gears back to London and Scott, or should we call him Lord Disick? My word. Now, first of all, who knew it was so easy
to get
a title?
At a pub, right? Were they at a pub?
I don't know.
Because Rob was drinking a beer in the background.
It could have been a hotel. It could have been a pub.
And
I'm
then
not
there
sure.
was like a little sign that said like salted beef or something. So, I mean, hello?
I don't know. But had I known it was that easy to get a title, I'd have had one a long time ago. Okay.
For sure.
I would have been a lady or a duchess or a countess, something. But I think at the end of the day, I like Scott. I think he likes to have a good time.
Yeah.
I think he likes to have fun. Sometimes he pushes the envelope. Like, what do you
think? He does. But you know what? He laughs at himself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just, you know, life is short. He celebrates life. You can't hate on him. Because at the end of the day, he could be douchey, but you know, he's the first person to admit it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's always making an ass out of himself. And he laughs at himself. And, you know, I think...
Good point. And speaking of,
it's entertaining.
Yeah, he is. But I would just hope that now that he's a dad of two, that he knows when to reel it in. And I think that's the important thing.
Well, you know, the episode last week when he had to do that appearance at the 16-year-old's birthday in New York, you know, Rob
was
ready.
Out of control.
Well, he was out of control when he was with adults.
Right.
And Rob was, like, ready for him to be like, oh, my God, he's going to mess up. He's going to make an ass out of himself. But he was actually... He was wonderful at the party. I mean, he was bonding with the dad.
He had his moments.
Well, he had his moments. But I mean, he actually surprised me. I was because he was like, you know, when I'm having a daughter, and I would do anything for her. And it was genuine.
True. But another side that we saw out of this whole Lord Disick thing is when they were in the club in London doing that appearance.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He kind of went
a power trip. Yeah, he did.
The whole power trip. And I liked what Kim had to say at the end. She said, you know what? You know, having a title or not a title, whatever, it's all about respect, you know? And if you give it, you get it, you know?
Right.
And that kind of went to his head a little bit because he didn't want to shake hands and do all the things that go with, you know, being who they are and having the appearances and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, he's definitely had a little bite of humble pie there.
Yeah, and you know what my favorite catchphrase of this episode was is, what's his name? Jonathan, Kim's friend, liked to call her
your
royal hine ass. I love that. Royal hine ass. So that was a cute little,
that was cute.
Yeah. What else we got here? Oh, okay. So back to Bruce for a quick second. So one thing that Chris brought up that I thought was interesting is that she said, you guys don't see it, and I'm the one that always sees it, but, like, Bruce is always MIA. Bruce is never around. So remember how, you know, remember a couple episodes back, Bruce had left, and he went and stayed at Chloe's for 2 days, and Chris didn't even know where she was.
Right.
Or where he was, I'm sorry. Maybe, you know, to her point, if he's always MIA, you know, maybe she's used to him not being there. Like, what did you think about that comment?
Well, I think he definitely does his own things. Mm-hmm. I mean,
he's got his hobbies.
He's got his hobbies. Mm-hmm. I mean, what's he going to do? Follow Chris around and go to her meetings and drive her around and chauffeur her?
No, because we already saw how what a disaster that
was. Exactly. But, yeah. I mean, can you blame him for having his hobbies and doing his own thing?
No.
You know what I mean?
I can't blame him. I can't.
And but, I'm sure he's MIA just as much as she's MIA.
But it does make me wonder, like, now we've seen this buildup of, you know, everybody is Bruce's, you know, like, fan. And now she's starting to, like, okay, I'm showing you guys what the real deal is.
You have to remember we just saw them on Oprah, and Oprah doesn't fuck around with you know, interviews and stuff. And we've seen, you know, Chris definitely take a step back when Oprah was interviewing Bruce, because Oprah was singing all, like, you know, his praises up and down. Like, he was an Olympic legend.
I know.
He is an Olympic legend.
I know. And I think we can.
You know what I mean?
We remember that. Yeah. I do remember, like, his face in a box
Oprah
of Wheaties and all that
Oprah
stuff.
And Oprah was like, it's really like, Chris, I commend you. You've built this brand. Yay. But you know what, Bruce? Like, damn. Like, he's serious. Like, he's a serious athlete, you know, and he has a legacy.
Right.
And
he truly does.
And you know what? It doesn't matter if we see this side of him. It's like, it makes him human.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Okay. All right. Just wanted to make sure we're still
at the end of the
Bruce.
Day. How many freaking women are in his life, you know?
Too many.
Too many. So can you blame him for, like...
Too many. He's got, what, 6 women in his life, right? So...
And that's just a Kardashian clan.
Exactly.
He has his
family.
Exactly.
Right. Exactly. So, all right. Let's hit a quick commercial before we come back with some news and gossip and predictions. Hello.
Hey there, good buddies. My handle's Wooly Bear. I'm a truck driving man, but I'm not that old school kind of truck driving man. No, I like to listen to podcasts while I'm driving through these great United States of ours. And my favorite podcasts in the world are from AfterBuzz TV. And why? Because AfterBuzz TV is like a post-game wrap-up show for all your favorite TV shows, like Jersey Shore, Dancing with the Stars, Mad Men, and a whole truckload more. I like listening to my Gossip Girl podcast, catching up with all my fellow fans and getting all the latest news and gossip. You know, I got some strong opinions. And AfterBuzz TV lets me share those opinions with thousands of other listeners. Woo-wee, what a feeling. I used to doze off on those lonely stretches of road. And don't worry, I got the cruise control. But now I'm wide awake and listening to all the AfterBuzz TV goodness. Check them out. Give them a holler. And tell them the old Wooly Bear sent you.
Wooly Bear.
Holla! We're back.
I missed you. I was in New York, you guys, last week. If you guys
were
wondering where I was.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about you guys.
We missed you. We gave you a couple shout outs.
Did you?
We did.
Okay, I gotta watch this show.
We totally missed you.
Mm-hmm. I tried to screen you guys live, but I don't know.
Yeah, your presence was definitely missed.
Oh, thank
that's
you.
For sure.
Thank you. I miss you guys.
Aww.
No more vacations for a while.
Little After Buzz family.
And you guys remember our Ronnie in the booth? He moved to New York City, so I spent some time with him.
We miss Ronnie. And we wish Ronnie well.
He misses everybody here.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, we miss Ronnie.
Yeah, love Ronnie.
Oh, bigger and better in New York. Or, yes. You know, it was just, I think, I firmly believe, I mean, I lived in New York for, you know, 10 plus years. You lived in New York. I firmly believe if anyone who ever has an inkling to live there, mm-hmm. I just say do it. Because
do it.
It's such a dynamic city. You know, the phrase is true. If you can make it there, you can make it anywhere.
Anywhere.
There's just so much to get into, yeah. You know, culture, lifestyle. The energy is just
for
amazing.
Sure.
So there's our shout out to New York. Okay, sorry.
You had to do that, though.
I had to.
It wouldn't be a show without you.
Without me singing.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so we are ready for some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
What? Okay, so you guys all know about the show The X Factor, Simon Cowell show.
I sure do.
The first season, wasn't so great. So he's gearing up. He's basically, they fired the old host, which was this guy, which I didn't think it was that great.
Uh-huh.
And now he's looking for a new host. And now it's being rumored that Khloe Kardashian and George Clooney's girlfriend, what's her name?
Crab.
Oh, God.
Oh my God.
Wow. Brain freeze. Anyway.
Too many margaritas yesterday.
I know. Khloe Kardashian and George Clooney's Keebler.
Stacey.
Yes.
I'm like, what
Keebler.
The hell?
I knew it was like something about a cookie. Anyway. Anyway.
And those are damn good when you put it in the freezer, by the way.
Oh, kind of like Girl Scout cookies.
Yes. Love them.
Anyway.
Did you know that? Did you know that Nestle Crunch is doing a limited edition?
I've seen the ad. Anyway, it's being rumored that Khloe and Stacey Keebler might be joining the X Factor as the host. Because apparently Simon Cowell, he's looking for not one, but two hosts.
Okay.
So that would be really interesting to see Khloe in that type of
environment.
Yeah. You know, I think she's got a big personality, so I think she could
Khloe's
pull it off.
But Khloe's quick, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I love her personality, whether she's going to be hosting an X Factor show or the Olympics or whatever.
Right.
I think she can do it.
I think she can too, because she had a radio show and that seemed to be successful. But I think she connects with people. I think that people think she's real. She's got a big personality.
She is
so
real. I mean, she's, I don't know. I like her a lot.
I can't wait to see what's gonna
I can't wait to see Britt. I know you're not a Britt fan, but I can't wait to see her.
She's kind of a train wreck, though. She's a train wreck. Did you see in the news, like, basically, there was a guy on stage auditioning, and he was singing Vanilla Ice, like, that, you know.
Yeah.
Ice.
I know who Vanilla Ice is,
and she's getting up, and she's just, like, dancing.
Because that's our era. That's our generation. If you don't stand up for Vanilla Ice, then something's wrong with you.
No, but I get it if Vanilla himself were on stage, but it was somebody doing a bad, like, rendition of the song, I think, and she was like...
Well, I mean, okay, who's going to be like, I'm going to go out on the X Factor, and I'm going to sing Ice Ice Baby? Do you know what I mean?
I know. It was, so.
And I'm sure she was like, sorry. You're not going through to Hollywood.
She was getting up and she was like, I'm like, okay, Brittany, cool your jets. Moving on. So the Kardashians are going shopping, but you know what they're going shopping for? A burial ground.
Well, that makes sense. There's like 90 of them, so they actually need to buy a huge lot.
It does make sense.
Yeah.
It's rumored that they were seen at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery, which, if you guys don't know it, Hollywood Forever is a cemetery where a lot of...
Forest Lawn?
Hollywood Forever, I believe. That's where Michael Jackson is buried.
Yeah, that's Forest Lawn.
Is it Forest Lawn?
Yeah,
or
but
Hollywood
I think maybe
Forever?
They have their own little private section in the Forest Lawn.
Maybe. Okay. Well, in any case, this is a very, it's a very prestigious place to be buried. A lot of, you know, old Hollywood, a lot of new Hollywood, a lot of, you know, infamous people are buried here. And it
Michael
looks
Jackson.
Like Michael Jackson is buried there.
Elizabeth Taylor.
So
Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, all those guys. So it looks like the Kardashians might be the next, you know, famous name to grace. To grace a mausoleum, to grace a headstone. I mean, we don't wish for that anytime soon, obviously. But so that's kind of interesting. But I would think that they would want to be buried where their father is buried.
I think her father is
he buried there?
I don't know if he's at the Hollywood Forever.
Uh-huh.
But I know he's in Forest Lawn.
Okay. So, yeah, because I
but
would
maybe
think,
they'll move him.
I would think that they would want to be
Hollywood
be
Forever.
Next to him, like when they do, you know, finally kick the bucket.
Yeah.
But,
okay.
Moving on. Okay, so forget marriage proposals and alleged plans to have kids. How serious are things between Kanye and Kim? How serious do we think things are?
I think it's pretty serious.
Like, do we think it's like we're exclusive? We're maybe thinking about spending the rest of our lives together.
I definitely think,
you think it's
that
there?
It's exclusive. I mean, they've been on and off for how many years? You know, they've had these, you know, attractions for each other on and off. And, you know, Kanye said, she's my Beyonce. And that, I mean, that's a big statement.
Wow.
But then are you kind of like, what does that mean? Did you have a crush on Beyonce?
I know.
Were you like trying to hit up on Jay's girl? Like,
well,
what?
This little piece of, you know, gossip tidbit is basically saying before Kim, Kanye didn't have a personal cell phone. Only like his camp, like his publicist,
his
bodyguard, which I don't know how much I believe that. A guy as busy as he is, he's got a clothing line. He's singing. He's rapping. He's making appearances.
Yeah.
I don't know if I believe that. But, you know, basically, it's saying he didn't have a cell phone prior to Kim, but now he has one just so he can keep in touch with his new boo, with Kim.
I mean,
so I don't know. I don't know what kind of truth there is to that.
I think that they are genuinely in love right now.
Mm-hmm.
However, I know that Kim is a serial.
She's a serial dater. She's a
dater,
serial,
like.
Relationship person.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, and wasn't Reggie Bush her, like, the love of her life?
Apparently. Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. you know.
Yep.
Was he the one that got away?
I don't know.
I mean, as a married woman, she's been married many times.
Because she went back to him, you know, for a stint, you know, right after she broke up with Humphreys.
Yeah.
So, who knows?
But Reggie, he doesn't like the limelight. He's just like, I don't want to be.
I don't know if I believe that.
Not to that extreme.
I don't know.
Not to that extreme.
Because all these athletes are, you know, they use who they are and what they do.
Not all athletes want to be in the limelight.
I agree, but I think, you know, for some of these guys, it definitely makes dating a lot easier. Let's put it like that. That's what I mean. I'm not saying they're trying to, like, mug for the camera all the time, but...
Tio.
Drillo. anyway, but you know what I mean? Like, that's the only thing I'm saying. I'm not saying they're all, like, camera, you know, fame whores. I'm not implying that at all. I'm just saying, you know, it makes some things easier. It makes dating easier. It makes, you know, getting a reservation a little easier, you know?
I agree.
Just different stuff like that. That's all I'm saying. That's all. And finally... Kim, she took a new picture for her Twitter photo. I mean, it's so funny because, like, the past, like, 4 weeks, every time that girl updates her Twitter photo, her Facebook page, whatever, it's, like, headline breaking news.
Right.
Which I think is, I guess it is what it is. But apparently, she tweeted a picture, or her new profile is basically, she's all natural. So, it's untouched, no Photoshop, no makeup. It's just...
Now, could this be the Beyonce comparison? Because Beyonce is just naturally beautiful inside and out. And let me ask you something. Who do you think is more famous, Kim or Kanye?
That's a tough question.
Like,
and you know why I think that's a tough question? Because their audiences are very,
very
different.
Because Kanye is popular because he's effing talented.
Right. Well, A, he's talented. B, you know, he started out in the whole, like, not R&B, but, like, hip-hop. So
right.
I think their audiences are vastly different.
Very different.
But I also think that Kanye is very mainstream.
He's crossed
over a million times.
Right.
He's mainstream. Whereas Kim, just like we were saying, like, you know, I was the fool just that said, oh, I didn't realize she'd be so popular in London.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Is
that it? Is that the picture?
But see, I feel like this is very Beyonce-esque, where Beyonce, she glams it up when she's Sasha Fierce.
Right.
You know, when she's on stage performing. But I think this is very...
I mean, I think she's
and,
a,
you know,
she's
I don't
a beautiful
know, have
girl.
You noticed mm-hmm. that she's not, she, in her little segments on Keeping with the Kardashians or whatever, she's not really wearing her extensions as much as.
Yeah, she's looking a lot more natural.
A lot more natural.
And do we think that's a result of being with Kanye?
Because he likes that? Yeah. I think he wants to see her and not all this glitz and glamour and extensions and.
Right.
You know, maybe she should kind of kick back on the Botox as well.
We'll see. And to answer your question before, who's more famous? I don't don't know. That's a tough one for me. I'd have to say maybe they're equally as famous, if I can, you know, give you that answer.
Because of their different audiences. He's the most famous man that she's ever dated. That's for damn sure.
Oh, hands down. Absolutely. Right. He is the most famous person.
And I think that she's probably the most famous woman that he's ever dated. Because Amber Rose wasn't really that famous.
Well, Amber Rose came up because she dated him.
Well, exactly.
So, who else did he date besides Amber Rose? I don't know. We're going to have to research that. But yeah, I think this is an equal pairing, basically. Okay. I think it's a very equal pairing when it comes to celebrity, when it comes to status, when it comes to, you know,
fortune.
Fortune. Well, I think she's wealthier. Well, think about it. They've got the Kardashians, the show, you know, the whole franchise.
But they split that amongst how many of them?
Still, but she's got her perfume. She's got, you know, they're doing nail polish.
Right, but then she did Sketchers. Also, I mean, how many albums is he out?
The endorsements. I just think music is a very different business than...
It absolutely
you know
is,
what I
but
mean?
Don't you feel like music kind of has a lot of money in there rather than
I just
TV?
Keep hearing from all these people in the music business how it's so easy to get screwed out of contracts. And it reminds me of VH1 had this special, you know, the Behind the Music. I know we're a little off course, but I'm just going to finish this real quick. VH1 had this special Behind the Music, and they profiled TLC, and I'll never forget.
Well, they just had a shitty manager, Pebbles, right?
I can't remember, but I'll never forget her saying, you know, here we are, TLC, we've sold millions of records.
Right, but that's
bad
management.
We're in videos, and we don't have a dime to show for
it. Exactly.
You know, it is bad management, but I also think that a lot of that ends up happening in that business.
But then also, TLC was very popular in the 90s, and I think the music game changed immensely.
It did, but still, for who they were and what they
were
on the outside, like, they probably should have had a lot more.
Like, they should have been balling out of control.
Right.
So I agree.
So,
but I don't know, but I think, you know, Kanye's collaborated with Louis Vuitton.
I don't know.
We're gonna look into that.
We're gonna let you guys know. All right, guys. So I think our time is up. Let's see here. Projections for next week.
And now you're after Buzz TV.
Predictions.
Oh, so well, we saw what's going to happen next week. Rob is thinking about moving back into the Odom. And he started going off saying, like, you know, stop treating me like a little bitch.
Right. Well, which makes me wonder, because a few episodes back, we saw where he was looking for a condo.
Right.
So did he buy the condo? Has he moved in? Did he not buy it? So a lot of questions to be answered, especially if he's, you know, if that's what we're seeing coming up next.
And we are trying to get Robert Kardashian to come into
the show. Yes, we are. We're working on it, you guys. We're working on bringing you some amazing guests. And if you stay tuned, you're going to see the fruits of our labor.
I don't know. So predictions, I don't know.
I think
and Kanye taking it to another level.
Exactly. Taking it to another level. We're going to see some more strife, you know, between Khloe and, you know, now that she's back for a little bit and, you know, looks like Rob's going to be coming to stay for a while. So, you know.
Courtney had her baby when I was in New York. Did you guys give her a shout out?
Of course we did.
Good.
Oh, you know what? Never mind. Something else. Another show. Sorry. But thanks, guys, so much for tuning in. Susan, you want to tell everybody where to find you?
Yes. Please follow me on Twitter at It's Susan Hahn, ITSSUSAN HAHN. I'm the girl who's always going to keep it real, one bitch at a time. See you guys next week.
Hey, guys, I am Deanna Vaughn, and you can follow me on Twitter at GoToGirlTV, and you can find me on my website, GoToGirlTV.com, for lots of money-saving webisodes that are going to keep you fabulous and keep some money in your pocket. Till next week.
Bye.
Thanks, bye.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.